Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, every month we have our friend Francine come on, and we're always excited to have her on. She's on once a month, and we have some radio show dates set up for this year, such as February 22nd, March 15th, April 19th, and May 17th. To see all of those dates, you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. This show, of course, is Francine's Angels, and we have Francine Clausen with us, as always, so we're really excited to have her with us today, and we're going to bring her on in a moment. And I want to just mention to you that if you have a chance to go check out her website, which is francinesangels.com, she has a new service that's available that just came up the beginning of the year, and you definitely want to go check that out. And a bunch of other great, exciting things, such as her online class. She actually, as you know, teaches about one class a year. They get sold out without any advertising, which I think is great. And what we did this year, or I should say in 2014, is we actually recorded and videotaped the entire class. And that's available for you to take online now. So if you go to her website, you can check that out. And she's got a special deal on that. That price has been reduced, so make sure to take advantage of that before the price goes up. And with that, Francine, are you there?
I'm right here, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you on, and welcome back to the show, and I'm really excited, so I'm going to let you get started.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I really have to be honest. I missed being with you last month. I took December off, as I thought you might all want to take the month off because of shopping and being with our families. But I have to be honest, I missed the radio show. I missed giving back. So I'm glad to be back. Happy, healthy new year. And let's get started. I want to make sure that we all start the new year off right. I have my three rules for this year. And my rule number one would be love yourself under all circumstances. Rule number two, be patient with yourself and others. And rule number three for 2015 is laugh out loud until your belly hurts. With those three rules, I truly believe your year can be much better. And let's make it a year to remember. Let's do this together. All right. I want to do my guided meditation early this morning because I want to save time for as many readings as we can. In November, we actually went overtime. We had so many callers. So in anticipation of that, let's get started. All right. I want you to take some deep breaths and close your eyes. Get into a nice, relaxed position. I've created this meditation just for you. I want you to sit in a nice, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed for just a couple of minutes. Feet on the floor. Nothing on your to-do list right now. Just some time for you to truly honor your amazing self. Begin by taking in some deep, slow, cleansing breaths. In through your nose and hold it, and out through your mouth. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Good. Relax. And tell your mind to turn off all negative thoughts. You are saved in love in this very precious moment. The only thing you should focus on is the sound of my voice and the sound of your breath. You should now begin to feel your body relaxing. Your neck and shoulders are releasing all tightness, all tension. Wherever you have been holding pain or tightness, breathe into it and let it go. It serves no purpose in your life. Release it out into the sky. It is not yours anymore. Notice that your blood pressure is calm. Your heart rate is relaxed and beating slowly to the beautiful rhythm of your body. your mind is getting calmer, letting go of all the stress of the day. Just keep breathing and listening. Your breath is really important. As your breath flows gently in and out of your body, you are healing all of those cells. Let's be grateful for today. Maybe something happened this morning that made you laugh or smile. Perhaps you made someone else's morning. Maybe you're just so grateful that you are here on this amazing earth, just trying to make a difference in your corner of the world. And as your gratitude builds, feel your heart receive this love and flow it out back into the world. You truly are making a difference, my friend. I know you are. Now let's plant one intention for 2015. Plant it into your heart. Maybe something you'd like to see unfold today, or this week, or even this year. Just invite one intention. If two intentions come to mind, just pick the one that is most important. Feel that intention effortlessly embed itself right into your beautiful heart. Feel it plant itself like a seed in the fertile soil. And lift up your chest and heart and ask God in the universe to kiss your heart and to kiss your soul right now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and plant that intention. And just like a helium balloon up into the universe, leave it up to the universe to answer and leave it up to spirit to sort out the details. And now feel the peace of all who are doing this guided meditation with you. And as Jesus said, where two or more of you gather in my name, there I will be in the midst of you. See yourselves as intention planters and gratitude warriors. Feel this oneness. Feel the power of our collective energy from the corners of the world. Feel that union of souls coming together, and let's honor our oneness today. Good. Now take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let it go. And again, breathe in slow and let it go. And slowly start to find your place in your room again, feeling relaxed and at total peace. And when it feels right, you can slowly open your eyes and thank your fellow meditators for their love and oneness today. Namaste. Good job! I'm excited now that you're all relaxed. I'm ready to start the first reading. Mark, who do we have today?
All right, Mark, you're on.
Howdy, Francine. How are you?
Hey, you made it.
Yep.
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. A little
good.
Chilly here in Illinois, but other than that, I'm doing fine.
What's the temp?
It's going to be a high of 30 today, so it won't end up too bad, but it's kind of chilly right now.
Not too bad. Are you rooting for our Patriots today?
Well, I do because you do, so.
Thank you. All right, what's your question?
Well, I've got a couple. I'm considering the move. Things are kind of getting a little tense around here in my apartment building, so I just wondered if I had any messages in terms of that, where I should go, where I should look. And my other question is, I've got a few angel birthdays that happened this week, and I just wondered if they had any messages for me.
Is when's your dad's birthday?
Well, that was in December.
All right. Did you sing to him? Because I keep seeing your dad with a white candle.
Yeah, I did.
Good. And one more male birthday. Whose birthday this month?
That'd be my stepdad that just happened a few.
Ah, well, happy birthday to stepdad, too.
Yep.
And do you have one in the spring?
No. Summer. I always consider it summer. Mine's in June.
Who's the May birthday?
That'd be my dad's mother.
Okay. Well, make sure you sing to her in May as well. Let's see what you're doing with the move, too. I'm going to shuffle my cards, and when you feel your energy's in there, Mark, let me know, and I'll deal out three cards.
Right now.
Good. Good. First one is power. You're making these changes because you're not feeling as powerful as you used to. Is that true?
That's correct.
I feel as though your energy's low because when your angels want you to make a change, they get you to the places that you don't want to go to. They sort of make you feel like you lost your power. But that's just a way for them to say, hey, we have to make some changes here. Because your next one is divine guidance. Do you feel that they're divinely guiding you to move? Because I feel that so strong.
I know that they would like me to move, yeah.
Yeah, I feel, this is what I feel they're telling you, that you've outgrown where you're living right now. And I keep hearing the word warm. Go warm. But your next one is playfulness. I feel during this move, Mark, you learn to play again or after the move is over. Are you ready to play again?
Yeah, I suppose. I really don't know what that word means anymore. But
well, see, we got to teach you that. You don't sound like you want to move. Do you feel like it's too big a burden?
I've always been scared to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, and that's what stops people from doing really important things. So I want you to have the courage this year to make that move. Promise? Promise you'll think about it?
I've been thinking about it, but
yeah.
I just have to find a place and get ready to do it.
Good, and we can be friends wherever you are in the world. Remember that.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you go warm, I just may visit.
Yeah, well, you'd be more than welcome.
I'm not coming to Illinois.
No, there's no reason to after the politics here.
I agree. And what else is up?
Well, like I said, I've got a couple of angels that just had birthdays, one coming and one just recently passed, Melody and Irma. And I just wanted to know if they had any messages for me.
Okay, so let's ask Melanie first. Melanie loves you, Mark. Do you know that?
Yeah.
She loved you on earth, honey, and she loves you in spirit. And Melanie says that she's watching over you, but please be patient.
Will do.
It's like your patience is sort of, your patience is not as strong as it used to be. And she's saying, just give me some time, okay? And will you give a big hug to your mom for me, Mark?
I will do.
She's one heck of a lady.
I'm going to see her next week. Actually, I'm flying
Yay,
out.
Yay, enjoy. All right. Keep in touch, my friend.
All righty. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Angelina, you're on with Francine.
Hi,
Angelina.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. I love that name.
Thank you.
Your parents knew what they were doing.
Thanks.
Do you have a question for me today, Angelina?
I do. I just have a couple. Probably the first one for you. I was just wondering if my angels, your guides and angels, can just please shed some light on why I'm here on Earth and what career I could best serve with as far as serving and being able to have a stable income.
Okay. And let me ask. First of all, Angelina, you're God's masterpiece. That's why you're here. You're not feeling that?
Well, I have been suicidal in the past, and right now I just really like some guidance on why I'm here on Earth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're here because you have an important mission. Why aren't you feeling that? We need angels like you. Even your name has the word angel in it. Yeah. And let me tell you something about suicide. I don't recommend it because when you commit suicide, this is what I hear from loved ones that have come through, you actually have to come back again and do it all over again. So you don't want to do that, do you?
No.
So let's get it right this lifetime. Your career should be with children, honey. Are you working with children at all?
I was actually babysitting with my mom, yeah.
Good. And I bet children just flock to you. They love you. Is that true?
Well, I like art and animals more, but I don't mind working with children.
Okay. Well, animals are just like children. They're non-judgmental.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 23 now.
Oh, you have your whole life ahead of you. Don't you want to meet someone special and maybe open up a little animal farm or do something fun? First of all, do you know you walk with seven angels every day, Angelina?
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're behind you. And I'm going to tell you, your lead angel is Michael. Because you're sensitive and loving and kind. And when I see Michael walking with a person, I never worry because I know that person's divinely guided. The only thing I might change about you is you feel too much.
Yep.
I just feel like you walk into a room and you feel other people's energy. Do you know how to block that so that you don't feel too much?
I kind of tried to look it up, but what would you suggest?
I would suggest that, remember the movie The Wizard of Oz, where Glinda comes down in that big bubble?
Yeah.
I want you to picture yourself in a big bubble of light so that you keep in your beautiful energy and no one can permeate your energy. Also, you can take a sea salt bath at night. That gets rid of negative energy. You can put white light around yourself wherever you are. You can also get a Herkimer diamond crystal, too. They're very protective. You can go online. You don't need a big one.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
And what's your question? I know your question was angels and guides, and I know it was about your career, but do you have one more?
I do. My grandpa just passed away, and I was awfully close to him. He passed away in December and last year.
On your mom's side, honey?
Yes.
Okay. Can I pull him through?
Yes, please.
What's his first name?
It's Gino.
Gino. All right, Gino, if you're in the Divine White Light, we'd love to hear from you. Was he unable to digest food at the end?
Oh, my God.
He's saying he wants you to know that he can eat again. And he didn't want to be here because he loved to eat. That was his favorite thing. But food wasn't going down. And people were trying to give him food, and he was just shaking his head no.
Yeah,
but he made it to heaven. Now you have an extra angel to pray over you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And he's watching over you and your mom. And do you have a brother, too?
Yeah.
He's watching over your brother, so he says, stop worrying.
Okay.
Promise?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's watching over you. And if you really let him in, honey, he can come in your dreams.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good man, and all I feel like he wants to feed everybody. he's got baskets full of bread, and he just wants to feed everybody in his family. Yeah, he went to heaven, honey. And you know what? Some days when you're feeling really low, that's the time you want to talk to him. He's there. I promise he's listening. And are you a good cook? Because he says you're a good cook, but you never cook.
No,
is that true?
Yeah, I don't cook. Yeah.
Oh, well, he wants you to learn to cook. Would you try?
Yeah.
And did you get a new car?
He bought me one before he passed.
Oh, he says thumbs up on the new car. So he's riding with you in that car if you feel his energy. That's It's just the best gift we can give ourselves. Okay, honey. And will you do me a big, big favor?
Yeah.
The next time you even think anything negative, will you give me a call and we'll have a little chat?
Sure thing.
Promise?
Yeah, thank
you. Good. I wish there were more people like you in this world, Angelina. You're the angels we need, honey. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you so much.
All right, promise me you'll keep in touch. Do you know my angel room number?
I think you can find it on your website.
All right, you make sure you check in with me when you're having those negative thoughts.
Okay, thank you
so much.
I'll
talk you right out of it. But in the meantime, know your beautiful Grandpa Gino's watching over you.
Is there anything he wants me to know?
Let me see.
Grandpa.
Yeah, are you supposed to take a vacation, but you won't go? Do you have the ticket, but you won't go?
Well, I don't think I... I don't work or go to school or anything. I don't know why I'd go on vacation, but...
Okay, are you and your mom going somewhere? There's an airline ticket in his hand.
That's interesting. Not planning to. Well, my mom said when she dies, she wants us to go to Hawaii to spread her ashes in the ocean.
Oh, this is why your mom's alive, honey. This is an airplane ticket while everybody's still alive.
Oh, I don't know.
If he's handing you an airline ticket, it means you're going someplace fun. And it may be totally unexpected. But I don't see anybody having to die to go to Hawaii. All right, sweetie. God bless you, and you take care.
Okay, thank you so
much. Bye, Angelina.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Wow. All right, Lauren, you're on there with Francine.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Are you talking about Laura or Lauren?
Oh, is this Laura or Lauren?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. I thought he said Lauren, but maybe he did say Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you.
And what's your question?
I have two interviews coming up next week. One is with a 2-year contract, and the other is for a permanent position. And I wondered if you saw me getting either one of those positions.
All right. So can I draw some cards for you and see what your angels say?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle them. When you feel your energy's in there, let me know, and I'll stop, and then I'll deal out three.
Okay, you can start.
Good. You got it. 1, 2. Oh, 4 fell out, so you get 4 this time. All right. Manifestation is first. Why do I feel like you want the 2-year more than you want the permanent?
I guess part of me thinks that the 2-year contract, when you do contract work, you don't get involved with the politics. You can come and go and get out of a sticky situation easier. But I do want a permanent position too, so I'm kind of in between.
I'm going to be honest. What I heard was the 2-year contract. I don't know why. Well, yes, I do know why, because the next card's body care. I feel like you need to take better care of your body, and the 2-year contract is a better fit. Does that make sense to you?
Well, they're both a good fit, but okay, so the 2-year contract. All right, that's good.
I actually feel like the permanent job drags you down. And most people go for the permanent, but I feel under these circumstances, you need to go with the 2-year. I feel you have more support there, too. Does that make sense to you?
It might. I'm looking for the right... I want to be with the right people, working with the right people, and I want to be happy where I'm working.
And that's what the 2-year job feels like to me, because the next card's self-acceptance. I feel like you fit in better. Your self-acceptance starts to get higher through the 2-year.
Oh, good, 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 good.
And the next, the one that fell out of the deck, the fourth card is support. You get lots of support in this new job. It's like people work with you and not against you. I feel like you've had other jobs where people have been tough.
Yeah, Francine.
It's
tough, you know, and I'm good at what I do, but I just want to work with a good group of people.
Well, absolutely. Your work environment's so important because you have to be there all day. But I feel like you haven't had a work environment where people support you. And have you lost a father figure?
Yes.
He's right behind you all the time. Do you feel him guiding you?
I don't know if it's him or who it was. I know I get feathers on my last day of work. So I was on another contract. I had 3 feathers.
Well, that's your father figure, honey. He loved you to pieces. Do you know that?
Yes.
Well, and he still does. He just moved to heaven. And no love life?
No.
He keeps saying, where's your love life? Maybe through this new interview, through this new process, we get you a love life, too.
Well, that would be great. I would really like that to happen.
Good. That's why you probably got the self-acceptance card, because you're getting a new job, but you're finding a soulmate, too.
I would love that. Francis,
congratulations.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure. And he keeps saying, don't be mad at Mom. What does that mean to you? And you don't have to be specific.
I was a little disappointed more than, you know, because... She didn't set things up too well, and my brothers really did a number on me when she passed.
Okay. All right. So kind of forgive Mom. It's not her fault, okay? And what's your other question?
I need so much to move into a house. I want to be able to purchase my home this year so that I can't stand where I live right now, and it gets me down. And I so desperately want a house. Do you see me getting that this year?
If I see you starting to look next fall, how's that? And that's still within the year.
So this fall, this coming fall.
This coming fall, I'm sorry. Yep, it'll be fall of 2015, I see you looking around. Yep.
Okay, great. Good. Thank you, Francine.
Excellent,
thank you.
Laura. Have a great day.
You
and
too.
And good luck in the job.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Rob, you're on there.
Hello. I'm Francine, I have to apologize. I'm here with a small crowd.
What's your first name, Rob?
Hi. Yes, Rob.
Hi, Rob. Say hi to
your
crowd.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great. I've actually had a reading with you before a few years back.
Oh, well, what's up today, Rob?
So a few different things. I'd like to know a little bit about my career in the next year, and we've also had a couple passings in the last year. So I didn't know if anybody wanted to come through. If my wife is here, I don't know if anybody would come through for her. If that's the case, I'll just pass the phone to her if you don't mind.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me answer your question. And then your wife had someone she lost?
Yes.
Recently?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Rob, first let's talk about your career. Why do I feel it's brand new? Is that true?
Yes and no. I've been at the same place for a lot of years, but there's a lot of changes going on.
But brand new means that you're going to a different height of this career. Does that make sense?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you're going to a different height, absolutely. I feel like you've been stagnant in this job, and they're finally realizing what you do, so you're ready to go to the next level. Good for you. And I want to say around March or April. And your wife, has she lost a father figure?
Yes, she has.
Tell her dad's always with her. But I have a feeling she knows this. Is this true?
Hold on. I'll pass you to her.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Your dad's always with you, honey. Do you feel this?
Yeah, I do.
He loves you. And mom's still living?
No.
Really? Who's the mother figure he keeps blessing?
I don't know. My grandmother, maybe?
Ah, there's someone living he keeps blessing, like she's the mother figure now. Do you see your dad in your dreams?
Yeah, I do.
He says he pops in really easy.
Yeah.
Good, and two children for you?
Yep.
He wants to bless your two children, honey. Yeah, he's watching out for all of you. And your husband said that your dad's new to heaven, but I feel like he's acclimated to heaven very nicely. And you don't want to cook dinner today? Why did you make fun of me?
That's really funny that you said that.
It is true.
What?
Did you just say that out loud? Because he says, tell her I heard her say she didn't want to cook dinner today.
I've been ranting and raving all morning. Everyone's had to listen to me.
Guess who's listening? Your dad.
That's funny.
Order some pizza and enjoy your day, okay? And what's your first name? What's your first name?
My name's Jill.
Hi, Jill. Go and have some fun with those beautiful kids in the background and the dogs.
What dogs? We don't have
dogs. We have cats.
Oh, we have a cat.
Your dog's barking.
We have a cat who thinks it's a dog. He barks.
Well, you enjoy your day, honey, whatever you end up doing. Bye, Rob.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Jill.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're
going
to go to Patskin.
That was funny. Shannon, you're on there.
Oh, hi. Hi, Francine.
What's your first name?
Hi, Francine. I'm Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Oh, good. I had a reading with you a few years ago, too, Francine, and I was so excited when I saw it on Facebook that you were doing this today.
Yay! I'm so glad you called in. That's what this show is all about. I can give back to all my beautiful people. What's your question?
Well, when you had Angelina on, she was talking about one thing that I was always wondering about. I always feel that I'm here to do something special, but I don't know what.
Oh, well, congratulations. The first part is right. If you are on Earth right now, you are on a great assignment. Now, do you want to know what that assignment is?
Yeah.
You are a people person, just like Angelina. And it's the people who feel like, what's my mission? You ever wake up in the morning and you feel like, I want to help people, but I don't know how to get started?
Yeah, I feel that all the time.
Good. Now, let's narrow it down. What do you want to do?
Well, I love helping people. I do it a lot every day with my jobs. In general, I love helping people, like donating to charities. And but I don't know if what I'm doing in my career is actually what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I mean,
all right. What do you do for work?
I work with the elderly in an elderly building. I shop for them, and I take care of them 3 nights a week. So,
Shannon, do you know how an important job that is? Do you have any idea?
Oh, yeah, I love my work.
Imagine being elderly and you have no one to depend on. You're their angel. Are you getting that?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And have you lost a mother figure, honey?
Yes. Yes.
She's right behind you. Do you feel her energy?
Yes.
She's so proud of you. And do you have a son?
Yeah, I have 2 sons.
Who's the oldest?
Justin.
She loves this boy because he deserves to work with people, too. He's very sensitive.
Yeah, Yeah.
Doesn't mean she doesn't love the other son, but Justin's very sensitive, she says. And you're doing a great job. Would you stop patting yourself in the back?
Yeah, thank you.
And she says, I don't know what this means, don't cut your hair?
Really?
Is someone trying to get you to cut your hair?
No. Well, I do have long hair, and
all right,
no,
don't
I don't
cut it, Mom says.
Okay.
And also, I feel like the people you work for love you, but that's not going to be your life's work forever.
Mm-hmm.
You make animals feel good too. You belong with animals.
Oh, yes, that's very true. I love animals.
Yeah, you and Angelina would get along great. I almost feel at some point you want to run your own little business where you either rescue animals or you do something where you heal animals. Let me put it that way.
Oh, yeah, I think about that all the time, Francine.
Really? I feel like that's part two of your life, Shannon.
Yes, I just love animals. I had one that passed away in September.
Oh, I'm sorry. And your mom says that, I got to get back to your son. She wants to talk about your son. Justin's a good cook. What does that mean to you? It's about cooking today, I guess.
Yeah, he is a good cook, yeah.
Okay, your mom says he cooks for you. Is that true?
Yeah, he does cook. He has cooked quite a bit for me, yeah, in the past. Yes. And it's actually my grandmother that passed. She was like a mom. I understand
why. She feels more like your mom than your grandmother, honey. She loved you to pieces. And she has these little pieces of candy in her hand. Remember those bullseye candies?
Oh, my God, Francine. She loved those.
She's just opening one while I'm speaking to her, and she's just got it in her hand.
Oh,
yes. She just wants you to know nothing's changed in heaven. And can I draw some cards for you?
Yes.
Good.
Great.
Let me know when you feel your energy's in there, and I'll stop shuffling.
Yes,
I'm ready. Excellent. All right, what's the big celebration coming up? That's your first card.
Well, it could be a lot of things. I have birthdays coming up. My birthday
When's your birthday?
My birthday is in May.
Nope, this is even sooner. What's the big celebration? I feel it's around your second son. What's his name?
Is that my younger son?
Yep.
Oh, his birthday is in July.
But what's the celebration? Is this a celebration about work, school?
Well, I don't know. It could be my father's birthday is in March.
But your dad's still living, right?
Yeah, he's still living.
Yeah, no, I feel it's around your second son. Everyone's applauding him. And the next one is playfulness. When do you play? Another woman who doesn't play. What's a fun day for you?
I like to go out and have fun with my friends, go to the movies.
Good.
But that's true. I do work a lot. But my main question is about love. I hope to have love in my future soon.
Well, the next card, your third card that I drew is trust. You don't trust men right now, is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And I'm going to draw one more card with my eyes closed. Oh, two came out. Emerging and new love. Are you ready to love yourself first?
Yes.
Good, because within a four, you will have a new love. I hope it's 4 weeks and not 4 months, but I see a new love coming within a four. But I need you to go out and meet him. My angels tell me you're a beautiful person, inside and out. You just don't go to the right places to meet him. Are you online at all dating?
I'm not online dating. I'm on Facebook.
Okay. All right, but we got to get you online. There's some beautiful men out there that are dying to meet you, Shannon.
I hope so.
Me too. I'll come to the wedding if you invite me.
Yeah.
All right. You take care. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye.
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 All righty. Just taking a moment for the switchboard to reset.
Okay.
All right, Carrie, you're on.
Hi, Francine.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Good. How are
Is
you?
Is it Carrie or Carrie?
Carrie.
Carrie. What's your question today?
I just want to know if I'm meant to have any more babies.
Let's see. Can I draw some cards?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to give him a good shuffle. You do know your lead angel's Michael, too, right?
No.
Oh, it is. Have I read for you before?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give the... It didn't come up that you had Michael?
I don't remember. Maybe.
I'm going to give this a good shuffle. And let's see what I draw. One, two, and three. All right, I hope you're not going to get mad at me, but I don't see babies right now. I
no.
feel like you need a break. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
I feel like if we were to add an extra baby right now, that you would be exhausted.
Yeah.
What I do want you to do is, the next card is self-acceptance. Why are you beating yourself up, honey? You're doing a great job with the children you have. And the next one is answered prayer. Can I bring someone through for you?
Please.
Have you lost a mother figure, honey?
Yep.
She's right beside you, too. But she's new to heaven. Does this make sense?
Yep.
Oh, and do you see her in your dreams a lot?
Sometimes, not lately.
And why is she sending you butterflies?
Oh, because she loved butterflies.
Mm.
We had one put on her headstone.
No, but she's sending you two butterflies. Do you have two children?
I do.
Two butterflies, but they look the same. What does that mean to you?
I have twins.
She's saying, I'm sending you two butterflies, but they look the same. So those are her two butterflies on Earth.
Aww.
No wonder why you're overwhelmed, my friend. I think I know who you are now, too.
Of course.
All
you
right.
Do.
Are they identical twins?
No, paternal.
Oh. All right. I don't see any babies. I do in two more years, though. Can you hold off?
Oh, I don't know.
I know. I see a little boy in 2 years if you're ready, but I don't see him right now. And your mom's talking about strawberries. Why?
I don't know.
Do the girls have strawberry
Not
shirts
sure.
on today?
No, they had strawberry dresses that I'm going to sell, though.
Okay. Did your mom buy these dresses?
No.
All right. I don't know why she's talking about strawberries, Carrie. And you know what? You're doing a great job. And she's giving your dad hugs right now. She wants to see your dad smile too, okay?
Yeah.
And do you have a brother?
I do.
Don't be mad at your brother. Have you been upset with him?
No.
All right. Or frustrated?
Maybe.
All right, because that's really clear. Don't be mad at your brother. And will you give those babies a big hug for me?
I will.
All right, honey. You take care. God bless.
Okay.
Bye,
Love you.
Carrie. Love you too, honey.
Sharon, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
How are you? Hello.
I'm good. What's your question?
You know, I just want to see... I have four jobs in the works right now, four career jobs. Is one of these going to fall through for me? I've been looking for 8 months. I am just so ready to give up.
No, don't you dare give up.
Oh, no. It's so easier said than done. I am so frustrated.
Is it really, Sharon?
And believe me, I didn't act like this on the interviews.
Wait. What does giving up mean to you? It means that you won't have any of these jobs.
I know. Please,
what
I know.
Are the jobs all very similar in the same career?
They are, yes. They're all very similar, and they're all good jobs.
I agree. And why do I feel that one of them is your – actually, I feel two of them is your job, but one of them's far away. You don't want to commute?
My gosh, are you – you are right. One of them is it's almost a 45-minute drive, and in snow, it's probably an hour. But that
right,
is
so let's
a
get
really
rid of
good,
that one. That one's eliminated.
I know, but it was a good company. I know.
But I also
on
feel
that
that's
Wednesday.
The one. But that's the one that probably would have taken you. But then you know what? After a year, you'll hate that job.
I know. After driving.
Tell me the one that's closest to you. Is it a company with a C?
Wait a minute. There's three of them now. Three of them are close. Are very close.
Sorry. Give
with
me those.
C. Three. Let me think. It's not a C, but it sounds like a C, the K.
Well, all right, so it's a hard K. All right, that's
yep,
the company. Are you going full force towards that one?
Well, I had the interview a week ago. Now, tomorrow's a holiday. I won't hear anything. They haven't made their decision yet.
All right, wow. So let's pray to your angels, and let's have everyone that's listening say a silent prayer that Sharon gets this job with the K. The power of prayer is amazing. And will you call us when you get the job?
I've been praying all year. I know. Keep telling me that, please.
All right. Now, let me shuffle some cards for you.
Thank you.
We just said a silent prayer, and the power of prayer is going to get you that job. Now, call me and scream next month and let me know that you got it. All right. You got body care, too. You're not taking care of your body, Sharon?
You know, it's so funny. My whole life, I've always exercised at least twice a week. I run and do the stairways. I just haven't done it in 3 weeks. I'm just
you feel
absolutely
exhausted.
Drained.
Yeah. You feel like you're exhausted. No vitamins or minerals?
I'm taking vitamins. I always, yes. But you're right. I am absolutely drained.
Yeah. And it's probably mental draining where we start blaming ourselves for everything. So just like I told Angelina, you're God's masterpiece, honey, and your mind rules your body. So if you tell your mind you hate yourself and you can't even get a job, your body follows suit. So you have to tell
your
mind, we got that job. Because the next card, don't laugh at me, and I should Skype this, because the next card is answered prayer. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yay! And the next one is spiritual growth. What have you learned about yourself this year?
Oh, my gosh. So much.
I agree.
Mostly
I feel
about people. Mostly
yeah,
about people
I feel 2014 was a year of learning.
Huh?
And I also feel you're purging. You're getting rid of anything and anyone that doesn't work for you.
I know.
Good. So congratulations. Welcome to your new world.
You see me working by February then?
I do. I feel if you got this interview, like you said, tomorrow's a holiday, you should hear by next week at the latest.
Thank you so much. I can't believe you picked up a job far away. That is amazing. Yoo-hoo! I mean, that's
no,
pretty darn
angel.
Good.
That, not me.
Wow.
All right, Sharon, give us a call so we can congratulate
thank you.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Evo.
Hi.
Hi, Evo. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy. I know who you are because that's such a different name.
Yes, you do.
Happy New Year, my friend.
I wanted to ask, as you probably know, I'm a lucky guy. I've had more or less anything in my life I've tried to go after. Gotten, have amazing family, but there's one nut in my life I cannot crack, and that is my career, and it takes over my entire life when I'm in it, and I can't figure out what's next, but I know what I'm doing now isn't sustainable for life, and if I see a five one more time, I may lose it.
Do you know what the number five means?
Oh, I do, and I see them all day long, every day, 555-550, which I'd rather have. But
for everyone else who doesn't know what the five means, that's a major shakeup in your life.
And it's been going on now for a year that I've seen those fives.
All right. So what they're saying is, Eva, watch out because you're about to shake your life up. Major changes. What do you do for work now? I've forgotten.
I am in product development for an apparel company.
For what company?
An apparel company.
Okay. So, I feel you have two options. Do you want to go further in this company?
There are days I say yes, and then there are days I say yes because I know I could, and then there are days where it just takes over my entire life, my entire body, everything, because it just is so all-consuming, and I think I do that to myself in a way, too.
I was just going to say, because you give 110, honey, you know that.
Yep.
I feel like there's potential for a big lift in this job, but you know what? I feel like you're burnt out there.
I am.
I feel like they'll offer this job to you, but I feel like you're going to look elsewhere. And now you have all this credibility and all this behind you, so I truly believe the five means you're getting out of here.
But I just don't know what that next is, and I think that's the hardest nut. I've been doing this. I've been thinking about this for a good 15 years in this career of trying to figure out what that next is, but I stay in this career.
What do you want to do next?
I don't know. It has to be creative. I love being around people. I'm a character. I'm a wise ass. I don't know where to angle it anymore.
Okay. So let's ask your angels to put a job in front of you that you're anointed to do. And
okay.
Would you like it to be in the garment district again or in that industry?
It does not need to be. That's the industry that's kind of taken over my life, so I'm fine if it's not.
Okay. Do you still want to stay in a creative job, though?
Absolutely, I have to.
Okay, excellent. All right, can I draw three cards for you?
Please, please.
Let's see. Yeah, you sound like you've just had enough of this.
Pretty much.
Well, I almost feel like you're almost too organized in this job. And it frustrates you that no one else is. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you lost a father figure, Eva?
A long time ago. My father's still alive and my grandfather.
And who's the father figure I keep seeing around you?
Usually it's my grandfather. He's the one that usually comes around us.
Okay. Very strong man, though.
Yep.
He didn't take anybody's junk.
He more or less took care of all of us and continues to take care of us on the other side.
That's exactly what he's doing. He's still watching over you. I mean, you're a lot like him. He got things done.
Yeah.
All right. Let me shuffle the cards. Let me know when your energy's in there.
Okay.
Good. I just drew the new job card, which means you're leaving where you're going. Congratulations. You will not be wherever you are. I want to say within the next 6 weeks or 6 months. How's that?
God. Okay.
Good. Because your next one, well, body care has come up a lot today. It's actually affecting your body. Are you seeing this lately?
Yeah, so I've lost almost 90 pounds, and I work out every single day, but it hasn't affected my body so much as my mind.
I feel body, too. I feel...
Yeah, I mean, it affects the other one, too, but it's definitely...
All right, so your body's healthier, but what's going on with your tummy?
I don't know. Yep. Lately, it's bothering me.
That's what I feel. It's all in the stomach area. It's just nerves. You don't have any bad diseases.
No.
And your next card is soulmate. No soulmate yet?
That's happening and all over the place.
Really?
Not yet, because
this is the year for the soulmate, too.
Yeah, I believe that, too.
This is the year you take your power back, Evo. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. It's happening already. Yep.
I love it. So all you need is a new job. Are you ready?
Yes, that's the biggest thing.
You, my love, would be amazing, amazing counseling anybody. You know that.
Yeah, I do. And that's
you
that's
do.
Kind of weird. That's kind of weird.
That's where you're going. All right, call us when you get the new job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
All righty. Eric, you're on.
Hello. Hello, Francine.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Doing well. Want to see what do you see positive coming up for me? Changes in either there's like a business that I'd like to launch. There's or relationship. I'd like to get that going. I haven't had a ton of luck there.
Okay. So we're talking business, love, and what else?
Whatever you see. I mean, just even health, whatever else you see, whatever is important for me to know.
Okay. Let's go with business first, Eric. Have you had two major failures in business?
Yes, I've had one where a partner just left me sort of, I don't want to say that he like took advantage of the situation, but it just didn't leave me with a good feeling. And then, so yes, I've been through, we'll say, two types of, if you want to say, freelance kind of businesses. Yes, and I don't want to go that direction in terms of being in a service kind of business.
Yeah, you know what your angels are calling you? The new entrepreneur. Does that make sense to you?
You
have great ideas, but you have no one to help you implement them.
Correct. And I do have the skill to implement quite a bit of the, if you want to say, the production, the ideas, the skill to actually design and probably even manage, but there's another component that I need in terms of maybe marketing, though I have some kind of marketing technique in me, but I don't have the full spectrum.
Okay. So do you have a best friend or someone who really is like a cheerleader to you and tells you you can do this? The only one stopping you is you now. And it's true. And the other thing is you need someone, you need a female to come in and give this business some life.
Yeah, and then that goes into a relationship maybe.
Oh, so let's go. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Where
I am
though?
I am with my mother, who is currently right now having a lot of health issues in terms of dementia and brain. So that's really over the last year, and she lost her ability to talk, and that's been for 5 years. But last year there was a degeneration of her motor skills, and that's making things a lot harder on me now. I'm sort of having, you know, she's still somewhat independent, but, you know, I don't know how long that's going to last. We're at that fine line now.
Yeah. So what's her first name? We'll pray for her.
Please do. I appreciate that.
Yeah, what's
Mireille?
Mireille. Oh. So we're going to put her on our prayer list. She will be prayed for all over the world. And, Eric, what I need you to do is some self-love, honey. I need you to start loving yourself. And I'm going to ask you something. Can you forgive your dad?
My dad is on the other side.
I know. And I'm asking if he's coming through to see if you'll forgive him.
I think he knows.
He's a
the
tough
only
dad.
Thing. He knows that in the latter part of life, when we were together shortly, you know, a few years before he died, we sort of made up there. And the only thing I can, the only thing I can say is I wish he was still around.
Yeah,
today.
You know what he's telling me, that when you were little, he didn't know how to honor the man you were.
That's true.
And he didn't get it right until he was near death or older. And he says, I owe you big time now from heaven, and I am watching over Mom, but I didn't get you in the beginning, but man, I get you now, and I'm proud of what you're doing. And I'm going to tell you, by next February, you are well on your way. I feel like it takes a little bit for you to implement this new process, but by next February, give me a call. You're on the money.
Well,
let's see where your love life's going, though. Let me shuffle some cards. Let me know when you feel your energy's in there.
Okay.
And I'll stop shuffling when you feel it.
No.
Good. All righty. Yeah, because your first card's romance. You meet her through this new...
venture.
This new endeavor, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one's power. Why do you give your power away to women?
You know, that is kind of interesting because it's true. They tend to dominate the relationship or keep the direction of the relationship. So, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You meet a woman and you let her have the power, and it should be 50-50, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have romance coming in 2015. I hope you enjoy it, but I feel she's the woman behind this plan. She just gives you the encouragement that you need. And the third one is answered prayer. So keep praying. And I promise that we will all pray for your mom, and I'll put her on my prayer list the minute I hang up.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to say also, just like I think his name was like Evo. I'm seeing the sequence of numbers to 11-11, which I know is like the sacred number. I'm just seeing that all the time, everywhere.
Good.
And it drives me crazy now.
It's almost like it doesn't matter what you're doing, Eric. Your attention gets diverted towards that number. The 11s mean that the gateway of heaven is open. And be careful what you're thinking about, because the universe is taking a snapshot, and that's what they'll bring you back. So make sure everything you're thinking about at 11-11 is positive. See your new job. See your new woman. See your mom status quo. And that's what the universe wants. They want to see what you're thinking, because they bring back more of what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. As what you think basically manifests.
Absolutely. If you keep thinking negative thoughts, then you can have a whole year in negativity. If you make them positive, you actually change your fate. I've proved it myself.
It's sort of hard, you know, when you're weighed down. It's sort of hard to think. You can think positive. You can think positively about some things here and there, but I'm saying it's hard to keep that morale up when you're feeling burdened, whether at your job, which I am, whether at home. You know, home. I don't feel. I feel 360 degrees of my life. I don't feel. I feel just a heavy weight.
It's hard because watching a parent who's ill, that's probably the toughest thing you'll do.
And they need me. That's the
exactly.
thing. They absolutely need. They're 100% dependent now. This is no doubt. I can't leave her for
My mom was in a coma for, was it 9 months? Yeah, 9 months. And you feel like your whole world is crashing. But you know what? That 9 months, my mom and I think there was a bond that no one can take away. Absolutely not. And the same with your mom. She may not be able to speak to you, but she knows you're there.
Well, she can write still. She can
good.
Write. Good.
And she knows her beautiful son is watching over her, and that makes her feel so good.
But
I'm
hoping
that your angels don't see what you're doing, Eric. They see that, and they're ready to reward you when the timing is right.
Well, I hope they can make a miracle and cure her.
That's up to the angels and God. But we'll put her on our prayer list, I promise. And God bless you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Francine. Take
you
care,
take
everybody.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Francine, how many more callers do you want to take?
How many do we have?
You got about two left.
Okay, let's go.
All right, James, you're on.
Oh, hi, Francine. Hi.
Hi, James. How are you?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. How are you?
I'm wonderful now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, thank you.
What's your question?
Well, I was just calling in to see what message the angels have for me. I don't really have a particular focus. I'm just open to whatever message they may have.
Okay. You, my love, are a very high healer. You're very sensitive, too. Do you feel people's energies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every day. Uh-huh. Since I was born.
It's like you don't know how to shut it off either, just like Angelina earlier.
Yeah, I'm learning, yeah.
But my angels tell me you're one snappy dresser. Is that true?
Completely true. Very, very true.
They're saying you got to see James the way he dresses. He's snappy.
Yes, I am, with the ties and all. I was just looking up ties, actually, before I called.
I love that. It's like everything matches, everything's perfect. Even your shoes have to be shined.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh. You know what? You are in a good place. The only thing I want to change about you is self-acceptance. You need to know that your self-acceptance should be higher, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And are you a picky eater?
I am because I'm allergic to a lot of things. And
oh,
so,
that's why. Okay, yeah, so you almost have to be careful. Are you gluten-free now?
No, but I think it might be coming pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm seeing gluten with a big X on it.
Yeah.
All right. And have you lost a mother figure, honey, a grandmother?
Yes, my great-grandmother, who was like a grandmother to me, yes.
Oh, she's always with you. Do you feel her energy?
Oh, yeah. I'm always talking to her.
Okay, this is funny. She's saying, I want to ride in the shiny black car. What's that mean?
It's my dream car. It's the car.
All right, so she's just showing me the future.
That is so great. Oh, my God.
When you get your shiny black car, she wants a ride in it. All right, I'm going to give this a good shuffle, James. Let me know when your energy's in there.
Okay. Okay.
Good. I'm going to deal out three. Good. First one is playfulness. When you play, man, you play, don't you? You know how to be off duty, so good for you. But your next one is healing. Who broke your heart recently?
I got to think about it.
This seems love related.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. My girlfriend, we had somewhat of a disagreement last night.
All right. Can you forgive her? Because that's your next card.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You guys are meant to be together, but I feel like you have to get rid of this junk. But I feel it's the same fight over and over. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. She's been through quite a bit. She's been through quite a bit emotionally. This year, we have this idea. This year it's gonna be a take charge year. And we're going to go to the counseling. We're going to help her because she's been through a heck of a lot of issues. And so sometimes, you know, it's the same issue over and over and over again. And so, yes, I definitely resonate with that. But,
is it about a father figure for her, or was she married before?
It's related to father figure, and it's also related to a mother figure. Okay. You know, the young man that she was dating before me, he committed suicide.
That's
coming into the relationship, you know, she was really grieved and very, very much depressed. Yeah.
All right. So go easy on her, James.
Yeah, I know.
She's just kind of fragile, honey.
Yes.
She's a good girl, though. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's such a huge spiritual lesson because if you can see the innocence of others, you know, you can see your own innocence. And so that's what I.
Absolutely. And who says that when we grow up, we still don't have innocence?
You're right. Yep.
So that's why you drew the healing card. Teach her to play, too. I don't think she knows how to play like you.
Oh, no.
Well, God bless, James, and I wish you all the best. Thank
you.
And keep wearing those sexy ties. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Sky, you're on.
Hey, Francine.
Hi, Sky. Hi. I love your name.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering if you saw any angels looking after me or anything, like surrounding me.
Seven of them all day long. Do you pray to your angels?
Yeah, actually.
How old are you?
14.
Ooh. You have extra angels when you're 14. Do you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. And who's the new guy in your life? Don't give me his name just because you're young. I don't want you to give young names out. But I feel like you've just met someone who's helping you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Good. And why do you second guess everything you do, Sky?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to regret a lot of things, I guess.
Okay. But do you love who you are right now?
I'm beginning to, yeah.
Yay. God only makes masterpieces, and you're one of his masterpieces, and I don't know who this new guy is, but he adores you. And you guys have fun. Go to the movies. Have fun. And I'm going to say one thing. Don't get mad at me. You're not doing well at school right now?
I don't think so. I'm trying to do good.
Excuse me?
Like, I'm trying to do good in school, but I have, like, ADHD problems.
Okay. Oh, that means you're a high heeler, sweetheart. Yeah, that means that you want to just fix everybody so you can't focus. That will be not such a handicap when you get older, because I had that too. No one knew how to diagnose it. But, yep, you'll see. As you get older, you'll actually, that will be something that works for you and not against you. Okay, but right now, do you meditate? Do you do any guided meditations?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Do you ever do any meditations or download a guided meditation?
Yeah, I've been starting to.
Good. And have you lost a grandfather, honey?
Yeah.
Okay. He's always with you. Do you feel him? He loves you.
Oh.
Okay. And he says stop walking in the rain. Do you and your boyfriend walk in the rain a lot?
Actually, we do.
He says, stop walking in the rain. Get indoors and get dry. Does that make sense?
Well, I've never met him.
Okay. And does your boyfriend play football?
He played last year.
Okay. He wants to know why your boyfriend's not playing football this year.
He played soccer this year.
Okay. Oh, he's good at soccer, your grandfather says. And is he a good cook, your boyfriend?
Huh?
Is your boyfriend a good cook?
He likes cooking.
I feel like he likes to cook, especially bake. He's got a sweet tooth.
He wants to become, he said that he wants to apply at a cake store over in Denver.
Good for him, because he's got a sweet tooth, but he's better at baking than cooking, tell him. Sky, all I see for you, honey, is the most amazing future. So don't you give up on me.
All right.
All right. Will you keep in touch with me?
All right. I will. Do you see my relationship as in, like, long term?
You want the truth?
Yeah.
You're 14. And I feel like you love this person right now and he loves you, but you're probably going to go off and do your own things. And if the timing is right, he'll be back. You'll see. You'll see. All right. But right now you're both growing up and it's wonderful that you both have each other.
All right.
Okay.
My great-grandmother passed away recently. Do you see her watching over me or with me?
And her first name only?
Dean.
All right, Jean, if you're in the divine white light, your granddaughter would love to speak with you. What happened to her lungs, honey?
Nothing.
Did she have COPD or pneumonia? Or?
Not that I know of.
How did she die?
Dementia.
Ah, but could she not eat and everything backed up? Something's going on in her lungs.
Well, not that I know of, no.
All right, and she loves your mom. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Why are you so mad at your mom, she says.
I'm not mad at my mom.
Good. Your mom's a sweetheart. She's an angel on earth. Don't be mad at your mom, okay?
I won't.
Okay. And go love that boyfriend because he loves you right back. Go bake some cupcakes today.
Okay.
All right, honey. You take care.
Wow. Great calls today. Great show, Francie.
Wonderful people.
So, yeah, just absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you, and I hope you're rooting for our Patriots today.
All right, everybody, you've been listening to the boy, I'm losing track where I'm at here. There's just so much great energy. You've been listening to the Francine Angels Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. Francine, I will see you in February.
You got it, kiddo. Thanks.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.